Hey guys, welcome back to Life Advice, and I want to just talk about a very important topic nowadays, and that is stress. And I'm going to try to make it as short as possible, but I want you guys to really think about this and be aware. It's important that the things that make us happy, we make them as something recreational. The moment you make the things that make you happy another responsibility, it stops bringing joy. For example, let me go back on that for a few seconds. Every day of our lives, we are just mothered with to-do list and things to do and, you know, people to take care of and animals and work and school and etc. And on top of that, you know, you gotta stay healthy, you gotta eat well, you gotta do exercise. Even the little things, you gotta brush your teeth, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, you know. That's why a lot of people fall into depression, like some types of depression, not all. I am not generalizing depression. I'm just saying that within the daily routine, you might get depressed because we know the importance of keeping track of all of these things and, you know, staying on top of everything that we need to do and trying to do our best. And it can be extremely overwhelming, specifically like during these times when things are just very overwhelming, they're just not very productive, you know, like back in, like before the pandemic, like things would get done easier and faster because, you know, everything was just organized. But ever since the pandemic, like you gotta go through like 3 places or call like 9 people before you get something done, you know. And just wanted to remind you guys that things that give you pleasure, make it that. Don't make it another responsibility. For example, we all know that going to a gym keeps us healthy. But once you make it a responsibility, and yes, it is a responsibility to maintain your health, but it starts becoming overwhelming, and it's going to come to a point where you're not going to want to do the things that you love because they've become another responsibility. And while it is important to take care of your health and do these other things, but if you torture yourself because you have to do it, if not, you bring yourself down for it, well, that's something else, you know? Like, if going to the gym every day comes naturally to you, awesome. If it doesn't, you know, giving yourself that boost and initiative of trying to go is perfect as well. But it's always important to try to find time, you know, because like I said, I'm not giving it less important than taking your medications, for example, right? It's your health. But what I'm trying to say is start looking at this from another light. Instead of looking at it from like a form of another responsibility in your life, start looking at it like something that is something that you're going to do when you feel right, when you have the time, when you can actually look forward to doing it. Because the thing is that humans react, for example, there's this theorist that said, he talked about, I don't know if you guys know about Thorndike, but he basically talks about how the humans learn and how we either are tend to repeat our conduct when we are reinforced by something positive, or whether we tend to not redo the conduct when we are reinforced by something negative. So if you're constantly reinforcing doing exercise in a negative manner, guess what's gonna happen? You're not gonna do exercise ever again, because it's gonna become your brain and your body is just gonna see it as something that is torture. You know, it's not something that you want. So what I'm trying to tell you is that the things that are supposed to bring you joy, that are supposed to bring you well-being, make it that. Don't torture yourself, or don't give it a negative reinforcement to doing these things, because if you give it a negative reinforcement, you're gonna end up not doing it anymore. So yeah, my suggestion is, you know, try to do it always. If you don't find the time in the morning, try to find a time in the afternoon when you feel better. Just don't force the body to do something that it doesn't have the energy to do so, because you will overwhelm yourself and you might push yourself to a burnout, and you do not want that. So during these times of stress, just try to not make your hobbies or make your the things that make you feel good as another add-on to your to-do list. So yeah, I gave this advice to my girlfriend and it helped her a lot. She has definitely seen this from another perspective, and she's doing the things that she, of course, feels important that are to her. Like, for example, she's doing some detox with some juices. She is also implementing juicing as her dietary routine. She's doing her meal plans, and now she's integrating exercise. And, you know, the important thing is that we realize that we're human and we only have so many hours a day, and that we need to just be flexible with the things that we need to do. If you remind yourself that we are human and that we must be flexible with the things that we need to do, you know, you're going to be able to give yourself the pat in the back and see the things that you've done so far, and keep patting yourself in the back for the little things that you're doing every day to keep yourself going. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Life Advice. Today's topic is recreative paralysis. So what does this feel like or look like? Let's say you have to do something from school, work, the house, kids, whatever it is, and you can't get yourself to do it because you're thinking about something that you want to do. Let's say, for example, play video games or go out with your friends, watch a movie, etc. So you basically find yourself sitting down or laying down or sleeping and not doing anything because you feel the guilt of avoiding your responsibility and wanting to do this, but you also can't get yourself to do it. You just stay there. You're paralyzed. You think you're doing something by staying and not going and doing that, but
you still haven't started to do, or you still haven't finished what you had to do. So you stay in this unproductive plateau in which you don't do neither one. So what I found that has worked for me is to basically unclog that energy. And basically I say to myself, let's say I want to go out with my friends. So I would say, all right, I'm going to try to just go out for an hour, try to make an activity that will last an hour or so, and then let them know that I got to come back to study. You see? Or I'll play video games for 1 or 2 hours. And then when I feel better, I come back and do what I have to do. So basically doing a chore, that's called the chaining effect also. Doing a chore that is more likely, not a chore, but doing an activity that is more likely to happen will probably make the other chore activity more probable to occur because you don't feel like it's an obstacle. So I would strongly suggest that you would do the activity in a moderate, considerate manner in which you could satisfy your urgent need in that moment in time, so that you come back from it in a better mood and with better energies, better attitude, all of that. So that all of that, you could transfer it into whatever you have to do, and you could actually find the energies to finish the task that you had to do in the beginning. I've tried this with myself, I've tried it with my girlfriend, I've tried it with my friends, and although they were a bit hesitant at first, and they said, no, we can't do this because, you know, we have to finish this and hand it in before 12 a.m. So regardless of that, this is the conclusion I came to. I'm like, listen, guys, we're not doing anything anyways because we don't want to start the job. We don't want to start the assignment we have. Yet we're not doing what we want. We're wasting the time anyways because we're basically paralyzed here, not doing what we want. Because we feel guilty in doing what we want because we have to do this assignment. So instead of wasting time being paralyzed there, go do what you want to do. Be, you know, be fair to the assignment in yourself and be fair to the need of the responsibility. And do what you want to do in that moment and then come back and sit yourself down and try again to see if that actually helps you to unclog that lack of motivation and bad energy that you had towards commencing and or finishing this task. So yeah, try it out, guys, and I hope it works.